SBS Radio.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
सोमवार 8 अक्टूबर नू ऑस्ट्रेलिया दे परवास अते नागरिकता मंत्री डेविड कोलमन मेलबर्न विखे एक प्रेस मिलनी दे जरिए बहु सभ्याचारक भाईचारिया नाल मुखातिब होए। SBS पंजाबी टीम वलों साडे डिजिटल प्रोड्यूसर शमशेर कैंथ उथे मौजूद सन अते उन्होंने पंजाबी भाईचारे दे रुझान नू मुख रख के कई सवाल मंत्री साहब नू पुछे। कल 9 अक्टूबर दे SBS पंजाबी प्रोग्राम अंतर्गत तुसी सुनिया कि मिस्टर कोलमन ऑस्ट्रेलिया दे परवास दर बारे गल कर रहे सन, नाल ए भी दस रहे सन कि 2017-18 वित्ती साल विच अर्जियां नू बड़ी तेजी नाल परख्या गया है अते 21,000 लोकां नू 2 महीनियां विच ही ऑस्ट्रेलियन नागरिकता प्रदान की गई है। सो ओ कह रहे सन कि प्रोसैसिंग टाइम्स विच बहुत तेजी आई है। इस तो अगे असी मिस्टर कोलमन नू रीजनल माइग्रेशन, पेरेंटल वीज़ा अते नागरिकता हासिल करन वास्ते अंग्रेजी भाषा दे इम्तहान बारे भी पुछया। हुण ओ जवाब तुहाडे सन्मुख असी पेश करन लगे हाँ। सो पहला सवाल सी उस प्रस्ताव बारे जो कि कोएलिशन सरकार ने साल 2016 विच पेश कीता सी, पर हालांकि उसनू संसदी परवानगी नहीं मिली। भाव सिटीजनशिप हासिल करन तो पहला इंग्लिश लैंग्वेज टेस्ट नू लाजमी बनाना। आओ सुनिए कि मंत्री डेविड कोलमन ने इस बारे साडे सवाल दा की जवाब दिता।
Being an Australian citizen is an immense privilege. We're all very fortunate to be Australian citizens. It is the best country in the world. We have wonderful freedoms. We have democracy. We have the rule of law. We have a tolerant society, we should be proud of it, and we have lots of rights as a citizen, but we also have obligations, and it's entirely appropriate to think about what those obligations should be and what it means to be an Australian citizen. So there are certain Australian values, as I say, things like believing in democracy, believing in the rule of law, believing in the role of an independent court system, and many other things that are part of what it means to be an Australian. So as we have previously in considering what it means to be Australian, that's something that I am looking at. The other issue, of course, that has come up previously is the whole issue of English and in the context of Australian citizenship. And the way I think about this is, it's common sense to say that if someone has English, that is obviously going to be a benefit to them in their lives in Australia. So being able to speak English means that you can get more involved in Australian society, it means you can get more involved in your kids' school, it means you're able to get around and do things, whether it's shopping or joining a sporting team or whatever it is. So I think it's common sense to say that being able to speak some English is a good thing and is an appropriate thing. And so that is an issue that I'm continuing to look at and in terms of the appropriate level of English and the way we think about that issue, that's something that I'm looking at. As you know, people can only apply for citizenship after 4 years of being in the country. So to be able to speak some English at that point seems to me is in the interests of the applicant and is also in the interests of the broader community, because if people can speak English at a functional level, and that's a positive thing all round.
But there's a huge opposition to testing immigrants for English across the divide, political divide. I spoke to the Greens and the Labour. They remain opposed to introducing any standalone English test for migrants. Do you think you will be able to get this legislation through?
Well, look, as I say, I don't want to preempt anything in relation to legislation, other than to say that I do think that being able to speak a level of English is a good thing. I think it's good for the person who's applying to become a citizen, and I think it's good for the country. And I think frankly that's common sense to say that some level of English is it would be a good thing. And as you know, many countries around the world have some level of English standard.
So jive ki ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸ ਮੰਤਰੀ ਡੇਵਿਡ ਕੋਲਮਨ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸ ਰਹੇ ਸਨ, ਨਾਗਰਿਕਤਾ ਪ੍ਰਦਾਨ ਕਰਨ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਅੰਗਰੇਜ਼ੀ ਭਾਸ਼ਾ ਦੇ ਇਮਤਿਹਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਲਾਗੂ ਕਰਨ ਬਾਰੇ ਉਹ ਡੂੰਘਾ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹਨ ਅਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਅਨੁਸਾਰ ਅੰਗਰੇਜ਼ੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਹਾਰਤ ਨਵੇਂ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸੀਆਂ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਵੀ ਉਨੀ ਹੀ ਲਾਹੇਵੰਦ ਸਾਬਿਤ ਹੋਵੇਗੀ ਜਿੰਨੀ ਕਿ ਸਮੁੱਚੇ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਲਈ। ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਅੱਗੇ ਮੰਤਰੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੂੰ ਰੀਜਨਲ ਮਾਈਗ੍ਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਬਾਰੇ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਕਿ ਗੈਰ ਸ਼ਹਿਰੀ ਇਲਾਕਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਲੋੜਾਂ ਦੀ ਪੂਰਤੀ ਲਈ ਰੀਜਨਲ ਮਾਈਗ੍ਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਵਧਾਇਆ ਜਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਉਸ ਉੱਪਰ ਨਿਗਰਾਨੀ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਰੱਖੀ ਜਾਵੇਗੀ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਕਈ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸੀ ਪੇਂਡੂ ਇਲਾਕਿਆਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਿੱਥਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਸਮਾਂ ਪੂਰਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਸਾਰ ਹੀ ਵੱਡੇ ਸ਼ਹਿਰਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਵਸ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਨ। ਆਓ ਸੁਣੀਏ ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸ ਮੰਤਰੀ ਡੇਵਿਡ ਕੋਲਮਨ ਨੇ ਇਸ ਬਾਰੇ ਕੀ ਕਿਹਾ।
The issue of regional distribution is a very important one. It is clearly an area of the system where there's room for improvement, and part of my task is to identify how best to do that. There are different approaches that one can take to the issue of compliance, yeah. And as I say, we're looking at that very closely. But at the end of the day, what we want to do is ensure that where there's a gap in the system, where the immigration system is not providing the people to those rural and regional areas, that to the greatest extent possible, we fix that. We know that there are many regions of Australia where this is the case. We have mayors, we have chambers of commerce, we have business leaders literally, you know, coming out publicly and saying this isn't, you know, as good as it could be. We need more people in our area. And again, it's something that we're very, very conscious of, and the point you raise is a fair one.
ਅਤੇ ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਅਖੀਰਲਾ ਸਵਾਲ ਅਸੀਂ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਸੀ ਪੇਰੈਂਟਲ ਵੀਜ਼ਾ ਬਾਰੇ, ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਥਾਈ ਰਿਹਾਇਸ਼ ਰੱਖਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸੀ ਆਪਣੇ ਖਰਚੇ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਮਾਪਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਲੰਮੇ ਅਰਸੇ ਲਈ ਇੱਥੇ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਬੁਲਾ ਸਕਣ। ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਮੁੱਦਾ ਕਈ ਸਾਲਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਚੁੱਕਿਆ ਜਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ, ਖਾਸਕਰ ਭਾਰਤੀ ਭਾਈਚਾਰੇ ਵੱਲੋਂ, ਅਤੇ ਸਾਲ 2016 ਦੀ ਫੈਡਰਲ ਇਲੈਕਸ਼ਨਜ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਹ ਮੁੱਦਾ ਕਾਫੀ ਪੱਖਿਆ ਵੀ ਸੀ। ਪਰ ਹਾਲਾਂ ਤੀਕਰ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਨੇ ਲੌਂਗ ਟਰਮ ਪੇਰੈਂਟਲ ਵੀਜ਼ਾ ਨੂੰ ਹਰੀ ਝੰਡੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੱਤੀ, ਨਾ ਹੀ ਇਸ ਸੁਪਨੇ ਨੂੰ ਅਸਲੀਅਤ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਣਾਉਣ ਲਈ ਕੋਈ ਰਾਹ ਪੱਧਰਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ। ਸੋ ਹੁਣ ਆਓ ਸੁਣੀਏ ਇਸ ਬਾਰੇ ਸਾਡਾ ਮੰਤਰੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਸਵਾਲ ਸੀ ਅਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਜਵਾਬ।
And Minister, when do you think the temporary migrant, temporary parent visa, sponsored parent visa that was announced in the budget of 2016 will be available, because the legislation that it is tied to hasn't been brought before the Senate for debate?
Well, just on this point, I mean, it's very important to understand the situation here. So, as you know now, we have the contributory parents visa, which has a significant application and acceptance fee in total of about $47,000. It's quite an expensive visa category. What we're proposing is a temporary parents visa at a significantly reduced cost. But what is important is that taxpayers obviously need to be protected, and we've made this point very, very clearly, that when someone comes to Australia under this visa, that it's very important that the sponsor, which should be the kids, ensure that those costs are covered of healthcare and aged care, because they can be substantial. So that is our position on this, and we are looking to bring this forward to the Senate. It should be supported by all senators, including the opposition, because if people don't support that proposition, they basically would be saying that the taxpayer should be liable for all of that expense. And, you know, those expenses can be very substantial, and it's appropriate that if someone is sponsoring the parent, that that they do look after those costs. So that's our position, and it's the right position, and that's the basis on which we'll be moving forward.
So is it going to be...
Well, again, I can't give you any specific dates, but it's something that we are committed to. It is something we've been very clear on. We've been very clear on our position. This will be a good thing that will enable substantial numbers of people to bring parents to the country, but it is important that the costs of doing that as regards to health and aged care are covered by the sponsor.
So, दोस्तों ऐसी एक विशेष मुलाकात ऑस्ट्रेलिया दे परवास ते नागरिकता मंत्री डेविड कोलमन नाल जो इस हफ्ते मेलबर्न विखे बहु सभ्याचारक मीडिया दे कुछ चुनिंदा मेंबर्स नाल रूबरू होए सन अते पंजाबी भाईचारे वल्लों साडे डिजिटल प्रोड्यूसर शमशेर कैंथ ने उन्हां नूं कई महत्वपूर्ण सवाल पुछे की तुसी मंत्री साहब दे जवाबां तों संतुष्ट हो की तुहानूं कोई आश्वासन मिलिया या कि तुहाडे वास्ते नवे सवाल खड़े हो गए हन इस बारे प्रोग्राम दे चलदिया तुसी सानू SMS करो अते विचार सांझे करो नंबर है 04299962630 042-999-6263 SBS पंजाबी ले मैं हां मनप्रीत कौर सिंह
SBS रेडियो Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.